Dreamscape presents The Mermaid Garden by Santa Montefiore. Copyright 2011 by Santa Montefiore. This audiobook was produced with permission of Touchstone, a division of Simon & Schuster. Read by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. Tuscany, 1966. The little girl stood outside the imposing black gates of Villa La Magdalena and peered up the drive. A long avenue of cypresses cut straight through the grounds, climaxing at the end in a tantalizing glimpse of a primrose-yellow palazzo. La Magdalena sat with the dignity and poise of a grand empress. Her tall, shuttered windows were an elegant teal-green, her crown a decorative balustrade built along the top of the façade, her walls as resplendent as silk. She belonged to a world as enchanting and inaccessible as fairy tales. The bright Tuscan sun threw inky shadows across the drive, and the little girl could smell the sweet scents of the garden that rose in the midday heat and saturated the air. She stood in her sandals and grubby sundress, her long brown hair matted with dust and seawater, hanging down her back and over eyes that were dark and troubled and full of craving. Around her neck she wore a Virgin Mary pendant her mother had given her before running off with a man she had met over the tomato stall in Piazza La Conda, taking her younger brother with them. The little girl came to La Magdalena often. She liked to climb the wall where a part of it had crumbled, leaving it low enough for her to scale. She'd sit on the top and survey the beautiful gardens of stone fountains, graceful umbrella pines, and marble statues of elegant ladies and semi-naked men twisted into theatrical poses of love and longing. She liked to imagine that she lived there.